Hey, race fans, Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com here in the Volunteer Speedway infield. We're post-race techs ongoing, and I'm here with tonight's $100,000 XR Super Series winner, Dale McDowell. Dale, what a great car. I mean, fast in qualifying, won your heat race, led every lap of the race. Shane and the crew really set you up with a good machine.
Some days you just have things go that way. So the good Lord blessed us with a good night, and and everybody did their job, and I was able not to make too many mistakes out there, and everything just lined up. Some guys asked me today, you know, what does it take to win? And I said, it's one of those days or deals when you leave your house in the morning and everything's great. You get good phone calls, you haven't forgotten nothing, everything goes great the whole day. I said, that's what kind of day you have. Because I said, you have those days when you leave and you forget your keys and you got to turn and go back and then you get a call and a problem here and a problem there. And I said, when you have that kind of day, then you're not going to be able to put it together. So, I've been doing this a long time, and I'm very, very fortunate. Had a lot of people that's been involved in my career since the start, way back in 1981. I'm proud to be here, but I'm very thankful for all the people that's been with us that helped us along the way. So these victories, when you get a little older, are much more important.
Yeah, seemed like the biggest challenge you might have had throughout the night was probably in traffic. There were a lot of that to deal with. There were a couple of stretches where we went a while without a caution. So. But at the same time, you still were able to maintain your lead.
We were. You don't know how hard to go through traffic, and it's very easy to get in trouble here, in traffic, because you're running so fast when you get there, and you're getting dirty air. So it's really, the guys behind you will close in, and then when you get in clean air and they're hung in traffic, then you'll pull away, So air is very important to these cars in today's world, So was able to, obviously I was watching Shane, and he's giving me signals as far as how much lead I had. So when it tightened up a little bit, I'd get a little bit more brave, on the traffic. But other than that, I just try to ride and take care of my tires, keep this thing up front.
I don't remember a 100-lap race here at Volunteer. Maybe there has been one that I just don't remember. I'm not saying it's easy to drive 100 laps at Florence or Eldora or somewhere like that, but I would imagine 100 laps on this high bank track was pretty taxing.
Yes, it is. When the racetrack is fast early in the night, it's very, very demanding. When you get kind of honed in on the race, you kind of have a little bit of relax, but everything happens here fast. Here in Tazewell, are some of the two most demanding tracks for the drivers. And don't think about that at 56 years, almost 57 years old when I come up here, because we came up here and made some laps a couple weeks ago, and I run about 6 or 8, and the racetrack was fast, and I come in and I was winded, didn't think about it, but really during the race, I guess your adrenaline gets going, and I guess I still got that at my age. It gets going, and you just kind of try to stay calm and pick your way through everything. And this place is really usually racy, so very uncommon to lead 100 laps, or one car to lead 100 laps. So we feel very fortunate and blessed that I've done that. And just our night.
He's $100,000 richer. That's Dale McDowell here at the Volunteer Speedway. Congratulations,
thank
Dale.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Dale. Thank you so much.